ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Description of Jambudvipa. Text number 4 today. It's a prose, so I will just read it and then we will go for word to word meaning. Rishi Uvacha.
Rishi Uvacha.
Nave Maharaja Bhagavato Maya Guna Vibhutahe Kashtam Manasa Vachasa Vadigantam Alam Vibhutayushapi पुरुषास्तस्मात् प्रधान येनेवा भूगोलोका विशेषम नाम रूपा मना लक्ष्मतो पया त्याश्यश्मः। व्हाट डू वर्ड मीनिंग? ऋषि वाचा,
ऋषि वाचा।
श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यू टू स्पीक। ना नॉट वे इंडीड महाराजा of great king, Bhagavataha, of the supreme personality of Godhead, Maya Guna Vibhutahe, of the transformation of the qualities of the material energy, Kashtam, the end, Manasa, by the mind, Vachasa, by words, Va, either adhigantam, to understand fully, alam, capable, vibhudha ayusha, with the duration of life like that of Brahma, api, even, purushaha, a person, tasmat, therefore, Pradhanena, by a general description of the chief places, eva, certainly, bhugoloka vishesham, the particular description of bhuloka, nama rupa,
names and forms,
mana, measurements, lakshanataha, according to symptoms, vayakhyasya maha, I shall try to explain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The great Rishi Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, there is no limit to the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. This material world is a transformation of the material qualities, Sattva-guna, Rajo-guna and Tama-guna. Yet no one could possibly explain it perfectly, even in a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. No one in the material world is perfect, and an imperfect person could not describe this material universe accurately, even after continued speculation. O King, I shall nevertheless try to explain to you the principal regions such as Bhuloka, same way, with their names, forms, measurements, and various symptoms. Purport. The material world is only 1/4 of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's creation. But it is unlimited and impossible for anyone to know or describe, even with the qualification of a life as long as that of Brahma. who lives for millions and millions of years. Modern scientists and astronomers try to explain the cosmic situation and the vastness of the space, and some of them believe that all the glittering stars are different suns. From Bhagavad Gita, however, we understand that all these stars, nakshatras, are like the moon, in that they reflect the sunshine. They are not independent luminaries. Bhuloka is explained to be that portion of outer space through which the heat and light of the sun extend. Therefore, it is natural to conclude that this universe extends in space as far as we can see and encompasses the glittering stars. Srila Sukadeva Goswami admitted that to give full details of this expansive material universe would be impossible. But nevertheless, he wanted to give the king as much as knowledge as he had received through the parampara system. We should conclude that if one cannot comprehend the material expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly cannot estimate the expansiveness of the spiritual world. The Brahma Samhita 5.25 confirms that Advaitam achyutam anadim ananta rupam adyam purana purisham navayovanam cha. The limits of the expansions of Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be estimated by anyone, even a person as perfect as Brahma, not to speak of tiny scientist whose senses and instruments are all imperfect and who cannot give us information of even this universe. We should therefore be satisfied with the information obtainable from Vedic sources as spoken by authorities like Sukadeva Goswami. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपिशा गोपिका कांता श्री राधा कांता नमस्तुते तत् कांचन गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये. नमो विष्णुपदाया कृष्णप्रस्थाया भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाते देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंदा. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो आफ्टर हियरिंग द स्ट्रॉन्ग इंस्ट्रक्शंस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम which we had in previous chapter called material enjoyment, the place, material world, the place to be enjoyment. It was shaking us a lot how hard it is to digest the reality. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a clear mirror is coming in front of us and showing us that's what we are. And we are running away from that reality because it is our actual face, not anyone else's face. This is our actual face. But by seeing our actual face, our activity in the mirror, we scare ourselves. Now, stopping at the King Gaya's description, Maharaj Parikshit, he has inquired furthermore where he stopped previously in this same canto, canto 5, chapter number 1, where entitled as the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, where Sukadeva Goswami was just going through, just as a general description, what has he has done, Priyavrata Maharaj. So verse number 31 was saying, when Maharaj Priyavrata chasing the sun god through his chariot, the impression of his chariot wheels, he created the seven islands. And in those seven islands was Jambudeep and many others there. And Jambudeep is one of the smallest and it's in the center. And it was surrounded by a salt ocean in there. But now, in this chapter, text number 1, he's straight away asking, could you please go more into the detail of those description? As you know, Maharaj Parikshit is such a highly elevated Vaishnava or a pure devotee that this type of a question is very below to his standard. He doesn't need to know all these things. He already knew it. If you see in the history, as far as in my recollection of studying Srila Prabhupada books, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and other, I have never heard that Lord being pleased with someone and he gave the darshan in the womb. Basically, Lord has given darshan when somebody has come out of the womb, when he has done some practice, some austerity he has performed. But here, can you see how special this soul is, Maharaj Parikshit, that Lord has given him the darshan in the womb. He doesn't need to know, but still he is asking and doing a favor for the general public, those who are not intelligent enough, how to attain the spiritual knowledge. In this context, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a comment. He says, because Maharaj Parikshit doesn't want to see a spiritual reader, a spiritual practitioner of Srimad Bhagavatam to become Sahityas, going straight away to Canto 10. That's why he is slowly, slowly taking them and making them prepare how you can digest the pastime of Lord Shri Krishna, especially his Rasleela in Canto 10. These first 9 cantos are the prerequisite. It's a preparation for our mind, for our intelligence, for our bhakti to get ready to hear in a pure sense the leela, the pastimes of the Lord. Because in the gathering where Maharaj Parikshit is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, they were thousands and thousands of sages who are gathered there. And who is speaking? The original speaker, who is none other than Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And in that assembly, Sukadeva Goswami, where he is speaking, his Guru Maharaj is present and his Guru's Gurus is present. Can you see how powerful that speaker will be? If you are giving a class, if I am here giving a class, suddenly my Guru Maharaj comes. His Holiness Kadambanand Maharaj and his Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jadvaita Maharaj comes. Can you see the situations of mine? The words will not come out of my mouth. You know, because their presence are so powerful, I won't be able to speak. Even when we generally serve them, we don't even speak much. Our words, when we open, something foolish comes out and we get the chastisement from them. What to speaking about, you know, sitting on the Vyasasam and everyone's eyes on us, you know, I don't know what this we're going to speak next. But here, Sukadeva Goswami, he himself is claiming that no one is qualified or we cannot explain the greatness or the vastness of the Lord, even though I am trying. In today's words, there are 2 important aspects has come out. One aspect is that the quality, his external energy and his internal energy, even a person can get a lifetime of Lord Brahma, he cannot even explain them. Such a inconceivable potency of Lord Shri Krishna is coming out here in this verse. And second thing is that even though no one can explain him, still I will try. How I will try? by the mercy of my spiritual master, of the Guru Parampara system, whatever I have heard. Look at that, the beauty of Srila Sukadeva Goswami here. He's not claiming in my opinion, or I assume, or I presume, I think so. No. Still we're telling, whatever I have heard, whatever I have understood from my seniors, from my spiritual master, I will explain only that much according to my realization. And can you believe it, the scientists of this material world, a long ago I was watching a show called TED Show, TED Talk, TED, TED Talk. In that talk, there are many famous personalities comes from different professions, and they give their research or their theory. They just inform. And I heard this scientist, he was explaining about the galaxy, about the universe. And I said, okay, Srila Prabhupada, he do criticize scientists, but not in a very pathetic way. He do criticize because Prabhupada says they are the God-killing person. With their theory, they kill the God. Only that partial of Prabhupada criticize. Otherwise, he does appreciate. Because they are spending so much time to know the nature, to know the other things of this material world. And some are also busy knowing the God as well. So he does appreciate it. They are so intelligent. But their intelligence has been drift to become, to make this civilization godless. That's why he's being heavy on them. He says, please don't do that. God has given you a nice intelligence to think. Not the normal people can think it. You are very, very special. So think beyond that. But anyway, this scientist, he was all through, I just heard for 20-25 minutes, and throughout his whole speech, he was just only telling, ki, I looked in my binocular, I researched, I think so, it is like that, and we give the name of this planet or this star like this. All it was like, in and out, he was trying to figure out or giving his speech into a balanced way, but all I found, it's all doubtful. If a person who is a reader or a knowledgeable from the Vedic scripture, he can easily find out his speech or his words has no meaning at all. Only that he was saying, in my opinion. I think so. And as usual, Srila Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada always says, what is the value of your opinion? What is the value of your you think or they think? Because you are still doubtful. So if you are doubtful and I'm giving you the ultimate knowledge, why don't you accept it? You don't know what you are saying, and that saying has no authority at all. You are just mental speculating. And in this verse is Srila Prabhupada writing in his purport that you can keep going mental speculating about God or about universe as the lifetime of Lord Brahma, still you will not come to conclusion. Who is that personality in Srimad Bhagavatam? Since time immemorial, he is trying to glorify the Lord. Still he is not come to an end. Lord Sankarsana, Anantadeva. He's got thousands and thousands of good. Still, from his thousands of goods, from his mouth, he's still glorifying, and it's never coming to an end. And these scientists, in their 80 or 70 years of their lifespan in this world, they have concluded how the universe looks like. It's impossible. You cannot do it. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is informing, going into the detailing of all those things here. And Prishit Maharaj has asked in text number 2 and 3 here about the universal form. In text 2, he's saying, in text 3, he has concluded what is the result of hearing the universal form of the Lord. Because in these words, we are talking about the material energy, which is a 1/4. As we know, the spiritual world is 3/4, and this material world is 1/4. Ek pad vibhuti and 3 pad vibhuti. So, Prishit Maharaj has already concluded, my dear spiritual master, what is the benefit of hearing the universal form? When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His external feature, made of the material modes of nature, the gross universal form, it is brought to the platform of pure goodness. In the transcendental position, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, who in His subtler form is self-effulgent and beyond the modes of nature. O my Lord, please describe vividly how that form which covers the entire universe is perceived. He is requesting Him, universal form of the description, that we can get all the information of the universal form in Canto 2. The Canto 2 itself has been entitled as the cosmic manifestation. And it's a vast amount of information has been given. Who are the personalities who meditate upon the universal form? Basically, this is the chapter where it's talked about the Ashtanga Yogis. They do meditate. And how they do meditate? As we know, they are the 8 limbs. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. So the number 6 is Dharana. Maharaj Rishit has asked in Canto 2, what is the bona fide Dharana Ashraya? To Parikshit Maharaj or to Sukadev Goswami, what is the bona fide Dharana Ashraya? He says, when a yogi, there are 2 types of yogis here. One is attached yogi and one is detached yogi here. And if the yogi is detached from the sense gratification of this material world, his dharma shraya becomes paramatma form, which he meditates upon it. And then further progress to dhyana and then samadhi and achieve the liberation. But on coming on the stage of dharana, the second yogi who is attached to this material world, his dharma shraya becomes the universal form. He's been recommended to do it. And while practicing, meditating on the universal form here of the Lord, when his desires finishes his dharma shraya from universal form to become paramatma form. But if still his sense gratification, his desires is still on, that's where he turns towards the Krama Mukti process, where there are the 13 planets. Slowly, slowly he goes to one planet. He sees what is happening over there. Slowly, slowly his subtler form reduces, seeing the enjoyment of those planets. It is not the enjoyment of this material world. And these yogis, they are not like a normal, they don't elevate themselves normally like a karma yogi. No, they do elevate through their own austerity, their jnana, their tapasya. And while further down going to, they get the liberation over there. And the universal form description in Bhagavad Gita itself has been said. Lord has said in many places, I am, you can see the sun and the moon as my eyes, you can see the trees as my hairs on my body, you can see the rivers as my vein. And if that universal form has come as a planetary system, it has been said, just see the Patala as Lord's soul, see Rasatala, Mahatala as Lord's calves, and furthermore, see the Swargloka as Lord's chest, see Satyaloka as Lord's head, and if it's coming as a Varna Ashrama, see Brahmana as a head, Kshatriya as a hand, Vaishya as a thigh, Sudra as a feet. So there are many things has been said in the universal form to meditate. But why it has been recommended? No doubt universal form is a material form, but it is imaginary form and material form, but it is bona fide imaginary form. In Canto 2, chapter 2, the first verse itself is saying, and that form, that practice has been done by Lord Brahma himself under the instruction of Lord Vishnu. No doubt it is material, but it is bona fide material imagination form here. Why is that so? Because those yogis or those devotees, they are not able or appreciate the personal form of the Lord. For them, it is recommended to meditate upon the universal form of the Lord, because they are a bit offensive. They are not able to digest the personal form of the Lord, which is the external feature of the Lord here. Until unless you are not able to appreciate the external feature of the Lord, we are not able to appreciate the internal feature of the Lord. Let me give an example here. If you take any celebrity, either an actor, Hollywood or Bollywood, let's take Will Smith. You know, he's been preached by Jai Shetty here, and he's, you know, bit favored into Hare Krishna movement here, you can see. I was a big fan of him in one time, in my schools and college times there. So, by seeing him doing external pastime, external actions on the silver screen, we get some attraction towards him. How he drives a car, like Bad Boys movies and other stuff. You know, how he takes the guns out, holding one hand there, shooting these people, and then holding the steering with the feet, coming out of the sunroof, and shooting at the back. Many actions we have seen, and we have attracted so much attraction towards him, that while watching the movie, when we come out of the theater, we also act like, you know, taking the phone out or the car key out or the bike keys out, you know, spinning around like that. And if we have to wear the jacket, we put the jacket down and then coming on the top. So many things we have done, you know, because why? We like what he's doing. He's attracting us through his external features. And we become a big fan, and we join his fan following. In word part, and no matter whoever says word, we don't believe it, because he's our favorite. We don't believe it. And when we have developed a relationship by hearing his pastime or by watching his pastime on external screen, which is not reality, but still we have developed a good relationship with him. When we see him, he comes to our city, people die hard to touch him, to take his autograph, to just take the photos with him, and so many things happen. And then later on, we develop our eagerness, what's happening in his internal life. We can see he's got so many wives on the screen. You know, this actress is, that actress is, it's been changing every movie, but we really want to know what is actually his wife in his reality. Then we go into the internal pastime, and when we see any newspaper, we look forward in the newspaper or in the magazines or the internet. Okay, who is his wife? Who are his kids? What is his net worth of income? What cars he drives? What bungalow or the mansion he lives? We go into detailing. Later on, we appreciate on that part. Then we ourselves eager to know what is happening in his internal life. Similarly, here, in the case of Lord Krishna, is also like that. His pastimes, his external features are also meant to attract us. But if we straightway go to 10th canto without knowing which is his internal pastime, without knowing his external features, what he does, we will take him as very cheaply. Very, very cheaply. We will become a sahijyas mentality. Can you believe it? Just see, if the Lord is saying the trees, if someone goes in the nature and he sees such a big trees are here, you know, very, very big, big, tall trees are here. And Lord is saying, just meditate, see as my hairs. And you know, trees are Lord's hairs. He's saying, see the rivers as my veins. And rivers and veins, mountains. Lord has created such a big mountain, and Lord is also saying that sun and moon are my eyes. You see, who will be that person is so great who is managing and creating those material matters here, those things he is just making it. And without knowing all this external aspect, and we straight will go into internal, where we say that God, he is running because his mother is chasing him with a stick. Is it a God? He is saying his eyes are moons, his eyes are sun. You know, he is just breaking the pots. He's saying that Lakshmi Ji is massaging my feet and is going to people's home and stealing butter. Doesn't he have that much money to go and buy butter? No. That's not that. That's his internal fear. That's his sweetness. That's his relationship with his devotees. And top of that, if you see the Bhagavad Gita, the photo itself on the cover page, is it the God? All the demigods are, you know, afraid of him. Lord is saying, you know, in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 2, Name Vidu Suragana Prabhavam Na Maharishaya Aham Adihi Devana Maharishno Chasarvashaha. Neither the host of the demigods nor the great sages know my origin or opulences, for in every respect I am the source of demigods and sages. Even the demigods and the sages were so powerful in their qualities, having the mystic powers. He says, I have created them. Someone can say, okay, demigods are a bit of side of material sense gratification. They might not know, Lord. But how about the sages? Sages are not into sense gratification. They are already properly into the Vedas. They are studying. But still Lord is saying, they don't even know him. So what to speak about the scientists of this material world? How can they can claim that they know the galaxy, they know the God, there is no God, there is no creator? This little mic stand there. This little mic, okay? And if you see any thread or any little buttons of the shirt, if you see, if somebody makes it, they put the tag on it, made in PRC, made in China, made in you know, Germany, it says here. Any single thing anybody makes of this material world, they just put a tag straight away on it. But the person who has made this beautiful creation, he's not saying, you know, made in God, they're saying it just made in Big Bang Theory. Just Big Bang happened. This is not acceptable at all. Their knowledge are imperfect because their senses are imperfect. As we know, they are the four imperfect things are in human. Their senses, they are an illusion, mentality to cheat. They make mistakes and everything. By having, and they have been built up like that. That's how the software has been, you know, imparted or downloaded, as when the man has been made. And with this four software, which are full of mistakes, and he's claiming to know the God, that is not acceptable at all. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, sarvasya, aham sarvasya prabhu, mata sarvam pravartate. This material world and spiritual world has emanated from me. I am the source of these things. And today's verse is saying, it is very, very difficult to understand the material nature, which is a 1/4 part of Lord's creation here, which is only one tiny universe. What to speak about the 3/4 part of the spiritual world to understand, even if we get the lifetime of a Brahma? No, it is not possible at all. And the Mayavadis, what they claim here in this regard, what they say to the material Lord's energy, Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithyam. How come this material world is Mithya? How come it's false? I can see so many Prabhus are here. I can see the television, the deities, you know, the doors, the windows, skies, the road, ocean, trees, birds. Are they Mithya? How can you prove me they are mithyas? They are temporary. They are not false. They are temporary, only just for the time being. And it will go away, and it will come back again. Annihilation and creation, when it will happen. It is also a part of God. Om Purnamada Purnamida Purnam Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Evavishishyate. The Lord is complete and perfect. Because He is perfectly complete, anything comes out of Him, such as this phenomenal world, is also perfectly complete. If anything has come out of Him, it doesn't mean something has reduced from Him. He is still the complete and perfect in itself. So that's how this material energy itself is there. He's saying, it's my divine energy. These are my divine energy. And these type of the questions that Parikshit Maharaj is asking. He's on a fifth canto, yes? Parikshit Maharaj has reached fifth canto. So there are 12 cantos, we know it. And can we say, just in a general calculation, he may be on a third day? Or a second day? We can just say that, just in a normal conversation, because he's got 7 days to go. He's on a fifth, almost halfway through. So maybe he's on his third day. Doesn't he know that he's got 4 more days to go? He should hear Krishna Katha. You know, many devotees have been heard saying that there is no point reading Canto 5. You know, it is just only just a philosophical sense. And how many devotees they dare to understand this Vedic cosmology? It is very, very complicated. It's mind skills. It is like that, then it is like that, then it is like that. You know, Katha is very simple. We get rasa in there. Why? Sudama, we heard, he was so poor, he brought some rice. We are also taking some rice, putting at the front of the Lord. And Sudama went home, he got the big palace, big money. We are also expecting something like that. Get our rice, put it here, offer the Lord when we go home. And then we also want, you know, our spouse to become like a demigod. And, you know, tears comes. No. It is very, very hard to appreciate those pastimes until we don't know how great the Lord is. Srila Prabhupada many times he says in his lecture that other religions, they say God is great. Yes, He is great. Everyone they say. But how great He is, there is no information in their scriptures. There is a detailing inside the detailing, and there is a detailing. So much detailed information has been given over here. And how do we know all these things? Srila Prabhupada is saying is Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purisham Navayovanam Cha. And the third line he says, Videshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav Govindamadi Purisham Tam Aham Bhajami. It is very, very difficult to understand through Veda. Videshu Durlabham, inaccessible from the Vedas. Yes, you cannot know God through the Vedas. So what is the possibility? Adhurlabham Atma Bhaktav. Still, He is knowable by pure devotional service. It is very difficult to understand, to achieve God. But if He allows Himself to be achieved, what is the greatest benediction is left in this world? Chaitanya Prabhu, I heard one of his lecture, he was making a beautiful point to understand here how Lord make Himself so accessible on the request of His devotee. He says, an elephant is there, a child is there, and a child wants to touch the head of the elephant. Is it possible for him? Not at all. Not at all. Even the elephant comes and sits on his knees, still a child cannot reach on his head. So what the elephant will do? Out of compassion, he just lay down and the child can touch it. So who's become more compassionate and who is giving the access? The Lord is giving the access. The elephant is giving the access. The child has no capability, no qualification to touch his head. In the same way, the Lord is there. He's so big, so far from us. It's very, very difficult for a conditioned living entity to approach him. So he has given an access in the form of the deities here. He has reduced his farness, his greatness, just in a small deity form. Okay, now you can worship me in this form. Being compassionate. Adurlabha Atma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. And all this information only we can receive through disciplic succession, through Guru Parampara. That's where Sukadeva Goswami himself is claiming. If you see the truth of whole Srimad Bhagavatam, what I have observed here, like if whoever speaks here, sits on the Vyasasana, they always say, we have heard Srila Prabhupada. And we have heard Srila Prabhupada saying, Bhagavad Gita says like that, Srimad Bhagavatam says like that, Chaitanya Charitamrita says like that. Prabhupada is not claiming and not saying, I am saying like that. He says, scripture says like that. And in the scriptures, when you hear the conversation of different personalities are going on, such as Vidura and Maitreya, Maitreya says, I have not said to Uddhava directly. And Sukadeva Goswami is saying, he has heard from Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is saying, I have heard from Narada Muni. Narada Muni is saying, I have heard from Brahma. Brahma is saying, I have directly heard from Lord Vishnu. You see, and Lord Shiva, also there. Mata Parvati asks, how do you get all this information? I have heard Lord Sankarsana saying it. So no one is claiming any of the spiritual knowledge by their own mental speculation. Everybody is giving the credit to their spiritual master, to the authorities, where they are living. And the authorities are giving those credit to their authorities. And it's all the way coming to the Lord. That's how this knowledge has to be received. Okay, I would like to stop here and see if there are any questions or interactions. Okay, is there nothing? Thank you so much. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada.